We're sitting here in your net zero energy, non-carbon dioxide house, model home here. We're just outside of Waupaca, right?
Just east of Waupaca on Highway 10.
How long has this house been here, and why did you build it?
We built it so we could walk the walk and talk the talk. We're in the energy efficiency business. So we make buildings more energy efficient. And when we're in that business, we want to be able to walk the walk besides just talk the talk. So we built a net zero energy building. So this building produces 100% of the energy that it needs for a year. Now, 3 months out of the year, we're actually having to buy electricity from the power company. In the winter, the days are short. It's much colder out. And it's cloudy. So we're getting a triple whammy in December, January, and February. So December, January, and February, we actually have to pay the power company. And the other 9 months out of the year, they actually pay us. So our net result at the end of the year is about $500. We haven't had the building for a full year yet, and we're always tweaking it. So we tell people they're on a journey for net zero energy. And we're still on that journey. This building's 2.5 years old, and we're still tweaking it. We're making changes to make it more energy efficient and reduce our energy bills so we get bigger checks from the power company. Basically, we buy our electricity at night for a nickel, and we sell it on peak to the power company. That's at 9 o'clock in the daytime till 8 o'clock at night for 20 cents. So that's how we get our cash. That's how we get the $500 a year. We actually just produce all the energy that we need in 1 year, but because of that cash difference is how we get the money. The building was specially designed for this. It took us a year, and we built the building, and then a year and a half later, we were able to put on the solar panels. The retail cost of the solar panels is about $100,000. So in the journey for energy independence, you start with making a building as efficient as you possibly can. So we've started out with the foundation being R10 on the inside and an R10 on the outside. So we've got an R20 on the foundation. The walls are on our 2x6 walls, which is an R19, and then we have our R1.5 fan fold on it.